Hello everyone, and welcome to A Path Through Time. I am Dakota, your PM, your DM, your GM, and sitting to my left is somebody who hates Eevee. How could you?
Listen, man, I got a reason. I just got jumped by three evolutions.
Oh, you actually did. Wait, that actually makes sense.
Yeah, I want two of them destroy my mind. The other one was just smack-talking me the whole time. It's me, Jake.
So, where we left off was you ended up falling unconscious after Abyss and Bree were using psychic-ish question mark attacks on you. Some sort of move.
After I made the boss get really mad at me.
Yeah, after you...
trash talked.
After you made Selena very mad. So
a disaster.
So, where we're going to leave off is not exactly where you probably think we will. Walter wakes up, and the first thing you see is dirt. What you first notice after that is the fact that you are shaking quite a lot, actually, and the dirt underneath you is moving.
What the?
Selena, I think he woke up.
Am I untied? Am I still tied?
Yes, you are tied. You are tied. Your legs, your arms and legs are each tied to themselves.
Is it rope?
It is rope.
Hey, question. Am I able to control how much my hand becomes like metal for metal claw? Like, can I just make it a fingernail?
It is tied around your wrists. If you want to use metal claw to cut the ropes, you will not be able to reach them.
I meant, like, could I use my feet? Could I just cut the feet, like, if I get in a position,
no.
Could I?
No, your feet are tied by the ankles. I remember the anatomy of a Riolu's leg. It's tied near the bottom. Tied near the ankle, near the bottom, whatever. If you try moving your legs around, they will not be able to claw the ropes.
Where am I? Last I remember was an ugly Glaceon looking at me.
And as you raise your head, you see the face of an ugly Glaceon staring right back at you. And who exactly are you calling ugly now, huh?
Have you seen yourself? Ugh.
Actually, yes. I think I look pretty nice.
Whatever mirror you looked yourself in must have cracked.
Damn. Anyway, you gotta be, like, kind of thirsty or hungry, huh? Abyss, Kurt, Abyss, Bree, let's stop for camp. I guess we might as well discuss what's going on here. And Abyss is like, yeah. And you can tell Abyss is the one carrying you. You are on his back as you look around. You see that you are slumped over his back, staring down at the ground.
How big is an Umbreon? They're about cat size, and I'm a puppy size. This should not be that much of a difference.
Sizes don't always match up in these universes, so...
Must be a giant Umbreon. Must be, like, a tiger-sized Umbreon.
Like I said, sizes don't always match up, but it's fun. We make do. So, as Abyss stops, he dumps you off his back, and you flop to the ground. And Selena sits neatly in front of you, and she cocks her head. She's like, well, do you got anything to say for me?
Sorry, I don't talk to idiots.
No. Idiots, huh? Well, if I was an idiot, then I would have left you behind, but that's not what idiots do. No, I'm gonna bring you with me. You see, your friends tried rescuing you, it seems. Looks like that stupid Xerix wasn't enough to keep him out, so here we are. We've left that place, and we are going to go, well, somewhere, until you, either A, you tell us where we're going to be going, where you're going to tell us where the other orbs are, or we're just going to keep going into this destination, of which I will not tell you, because it is none of your business. So, whenever you're ready, I'm ready, and then maybe, just maybe, I'll consider maybe, you know, food and water might be provided, possibly. I don't know. I mean, I'm pretty hungry, but I don't know about you.
Walter just starts giggling to himself like, you don't know who I lived with. I went without food and water for more than a few days.
And I guess we're about to test that, aren't we?
I feel like cute seeing an evolution trying to be threatening. You guys are usually all warm and cuddly.
Aw, thank you. I actually pride myself on being quite nice, so.
Weren't you a disappointment?
Well, damn.
That I'm just gonna be birding her the entire time. Walter's entire thing is just to get a super mad at her.
Well, okay. Well, yeah. So, anyway, I'm going to... Right. And she, points at, Bree, and she's like, all right, let's get camp set up. And after some time passes, a camp is set up. There's a campfire in the middle, and some bedrolls have been laid out for, the three of them. And you see now that the sun is starting to set.
Hmm. Am I, like, on the ground?
Yes, we're laying on the dirt. The cold, hard dirt.
Is there any, like, little pebbles, sharp pebbles?
Yeah, I'm gonna say there's pebbles on the ground.
Sharp enough that I could use a slowly cut rope?
Any of them? Interesting. First, I'm gonna need you to roll sleight of hand to see if you can pick up a stone without being noticed.
I'm using a dice roller because I was way more lucky with that than my dice.
Okay, whatever floats your boat.
What's sleight of hand under again?
It is cool.
12.
All right, so with a 12, I'm going to say you were able to get a pebble. Now, I'm going to roll luck for the sharpness of the stone. I will not tell you what my roll is. All right, so you now have a pebble in your hand. Mm-hmm. Because it is a very small rock, if you are attempting to saw away at this rope, it will take some time, which will be measured in hours. Every hour, I'm going to have you roll a success. Sorry, I'm going to have you roll a d20, which can either be a success, a mixed success, or a fail. A full success will get you 2 points, a mixed success will get you 1 point, and a fail will get you 0. A fail is defined as 10 or less. A mixed success is defined as 11 to 15. And a full success is 16 plus. A nat 20 will get you 3 points. You must reach a certain number of points that I have in mind to be able to free your hands.
Walter's got nothing but time. So he's just going to be going at it.
However, once daytime rolls around, or whenever you decide, a certain event happens, if someone comes and checks on you and they notice that your ropes are frayed, that may become an issue. So, we will start now. I take it you're just constantly sawing at this rope.
Sawing, then anytime people start moving close or looking in his direction, he's going to try to stop.
Like, all right, wait, I need you to roll this first. All right, I need you to roll.
That is a 15.
All right, a 15 will count as a mixed success.
I thought it was full. Yeah, it borders on a full.
16 plus.
Oh, all right.
Hold on 1 second.
I was pretty sure 14 was mixed.
And no, you're right. You're right. That should be full success. So that's a full success, which will get you 2 points. And as another hour passes, I need you to roll me another d20.
Another 16.
Out of 16, full success. That's 4 points. And as the night goes on, it gets colder and colder, but nothing happens.
Anything? Walter's just... I don't know, he's just humming a song, trying to act, like, not suspicious. Like, trying to look like he does not give a care in the world.
What song are you humming?
Secret Tunnel.
Oh my god. Okay.
Make him think I went insane.
So, as you say this, you can hear some shifting around, and you hear, would you be quiet over there, for goodness sake? So people are trying to sleep over here.
Walt's like, oh, I'll go to a different song. Little soldier boy, falling so slow.
So you hear some shuffling, and you can hear someone walking up to you, and you see that it is Abyss, who sits in front of you and is like, seriously? Do I need to enforce this?
Aww.
You know what? Fine. And he goes back over to his bedroll. He drags over to in front of you and lays down directly in front of you. Any further rolls you make will have to be done with a sleight of hand roll as well.
Alright.
Failure to roll your sleight of hand roll will result in you revealing yourself.
Alright. I'm gonna keep going with it.
Alright, roll me sleight of hand, which is a cool roll.
What was it? Is that a... That's what I thought. Alright, 14.
Alright, 14. With a 14, nothing happens. I need you to roll a d20 for cutting the rope.
Ooh, nat 1.
Oh, not one. You drop your pebble and you can't find it this hour. If you want to try again, you're going to have to find a new pebble.
All right, I'll look for... How is it... Oh, is it halfway cut?
No, I'm going to say you can see it because it's in front of you. Yeah, you can see that the rope is just barely frayed. It looks like you haven't made much of a dent.
Walter's seeing this, is like thinking in his head, I'm never going to be able to keep conceal this enough and actually do it.
All right, so are you giving up?
Walter's going to wait to see if until everyone falls asleep. He's going to act like he falls asleep and then just wait for everyone to fall asleep and try to move.
Within 5 minutes, everyone is asleep.
Me didn't mean done singing. Do I need to make a check to see if they believe I'm asleep?
No, because they're asleep. They're not watching you at the moment.
Walter's gonna slowly get up and try to shuffle away from the camp.
Ooh, okay, so you're gonna try and stand up?
Crawl or anything? Anything to get out of the camp?
Let me take a look at my rolls, see what would fall best under that, because I have a couple. Roll.
Oh no, I can ping and walk out.
Roll acrobatics or athletics, whichever one's better for you. So either tough or cool.
Oh, definitely tough. I got 3 on that.
Oh, damn. Okay.
That's a fighting type,
roll it with disadvantage.
Oh, you're mean. All right.
What? You're tied up.
Yeah. 16's lowest.
No way. Really?
I got an 18 and a 13. I got +3.
Okay, so you managed to stand up just fine. And you are now standing up, but any movement you make, each movement you make will require a disadvantage tough roll, since you already used tough.
Which way's the closest he could go, into cover? Like, I don't know, bushes, a lot of trees?
I'm gonna say you guys are, on the edge of, a copse of trees. Copse, whatever the hell it's called. So, behind you is, a bunch of bushes and some trees. And across from you is, a plains.
Is it, plains where, it's a giant grass or just flat grass but a lot of...
It's flat. Land? But if you wish to go towards the trees, you will have to walk around Abyss.
I'll try it. I don't even know if Umbrian sleep.
Okay, so the way I'm going to have this work, because you're choosing the most difficult way to do this, and any kind of noise is going to wake these guys up. So, I'm going to have you roll athletics, which is tough. But any failure will result in you stepping on Abyss. A mixed success will count as a fail, and only a full success will count as a couple steps forward. And you have to roll this with disadvantage, because you are tied up.
Alright, here we go.
And you're on crunchy grass, so...
Papa needs a new pair of shoes. Okay. Oh, that fell, never mind. That one fell. Oh, shoot!
Yeah, re-roll that.
Alright, wow, okay. First roll, I got a 16, then that would make a 19. The next one, I got a 13 plus 3, 16.
Oh my god.
16's my lucky number tonight.
Holy crap. Okay, so you managed to hop around Abyss, and you're now on the other side of him, and you are very near some bushes. If you wish to make a couple more, you will have to roll the same roll, and then you will be behind cover.
All right. I'm going to try to get behind the bushes.
Alright, make another disadvantage roll with the same attributes.
Come on, 2 nat 20s would be nice right now. My luck's unbelievable if I can get that.
That'd be insane.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me. One was a nat 20, but that... I wasted a nat 20. The other one is a 17.
There's no way. Okay, you hop around. You are now behind a tree.
I'm glad because before this I was getting rid of my bad luck. So I rolled 3 nat ones and went up before we started.
Good grief. Okay, so what are you planning on doing now that you're behind a tree? I will note that you're only a few feet away from Abyss and the group, who are still sound asleep.
Is there twigs here that could be that are broken?
Yeah, there's some sticks around. I'm gonna say that if you attempt to use them, they have a chance of breaking. But I'm going to say, yeah, you can use some sticks as sharp items if you want.
He's just going to try to cut his feet off, cut the rope on his feet off.
All right, you're still standing up. So if you're going to, if you need to get down, and I'm not going to make you do that. You pick up some sticks, and you're down on the ground, and you're now behind the trees, and you're using a stick to cut the ropes on your hands, correct?
If I cut my hands off, could I untie my feet?
Sorry, you just said, if I can cut my hands off.
Oh, I meant, if I can cut the ropes on my hands off, could I untie my feet with my hands?
You can certainly attempt it down the road.
I'll just cut my feet part off so I can book it.
Okay, so I need you to... Okay, so this is hour 4, I think. I might have that off. It's either 3 or 4.
I kept them up for like an hour or two, so they're going to sleep in.
Yeah, so I'm going to say this is hour 3. I might be miscounting.
I think it's hour 3.
So on hour 3, I'm going to say, yeah, you have a stick. I'm going to roll for quality on that. Oh my goodness. Okay, so now I need you to, every hour, we're going to do the same thing. Roll a d20. And that determines how successful you were that hour at cutting the ropes. So go ahead for hour 1.
What do I add with it? Or nothing?
Nothing. Flat.
10.
No. Yeah. Okay, yeah. So 10, you barely succeed. All right, you get one extra point towards your feet.
All right, here we go.
Your feet rope, sorry.
19.
All right, you get two extra points towards your...
I'm using my best luck for just a stick.
Which brings you up to 3 points.
Why is everything but combat I roll good for? Combat.
So, it is now the dead of night, and you only have a few hours left.
17.
17, you get 2 more points, which brings you up to 5.
How many do I need? It's a 15.
A 15 is a full success, so that brings you up to 7.
My goodness,
at this point, you can see the sun starting to rise over the horizon. Just barely.
I'm going to start going fast, like, come on.
Are you going to attempt to go fast? If you want to, I'll say if you want to double your speed, you'll have to roll a sleight of hand for the noise you're making, but you'll get double of whatever you get, which includes failed, so if you fail, you'll lose too.
All right, I'll be down for that.
All right, roll sleight of hand first.
17.
All right, there you go. Now roll for sleight of hand. Just flat d20.
13.
All right. And with that is a mixed success. So that's 2, so you get 9. And you can see that you have cut about halfway through the ropes as the day breaks and the party starts to wake up.
Can I just try to hide in a bush? Like, make them think I already booked it?
You're currently behind a tree, and if you do so, you'll have to make a stealth check with disadvantage because I'm going to say double disadvantage because you're in crunchy leaves and stuff now, tied up.
Can I try and like the people and just turn to be a tree?
And the people around you are going to currently be looking for you in like a couple seconds.
I don't know. Can I just try to hide behind the tree and hope they don't find me? Hopefully they don't think I went this way. It's like the Lord of the Rings of hiding behind a tree while they're sniffing above me.
Hold on, what exactly are you attempting to do?
I don't know, is there like a... You know how in trees there can be spots where animals will go, like, made a burrow place? Like, in the tree?
Yeah, in the tree.
Is there one in this tree? So I could just hunker down in it?
There's a very small one.
I am gonna try and hunker down and just hope they don't see me.
Alright, roll stealth, which is cool, with disadvantage.
That's a way to... alright. And... Alright, this is... I wasted a nat 20 again, because of disadvantage. 14.
Okay, you do not quite fit in the hole. Your, like, head and feet are sticking out as you try and stuff yourself in there. And you make, actually, a decent bit of noise. And as you're doing this, you hear Abyss wake up and he's like, oh, he's gone, what the... where? And he looks around, and because you're on the other side of the tree, he doesn't see you immediately. And he, hey guys, he's gone.
Can Walter try
and
to...
the others wake up. The others wake up, and they start bolting around. You have one more action to make. I'll let you take one more action.
Walter's just gonna sit up, act like he's all cool, like he didn't try to escape or anything, and just starts humming to himself. And act like he did this.
Okay,
like
so did you're this actively cool. giving away your position. So
he wants him to think. I was gonna say he wants them to think that he could have got away at any time, but he chose not to. I want them to second guess himself.
Okay, roll deception, which is a cute roll. Hey, this is a very roll heavy episode.
Yeah, because I'm trying to escape. you made the ropes thick as heck.
Well, okay, so I actually rolled the quality, since this has passed, I rolled the quality for the stone and the stick. On the stone, you rolled a 4, which means you had to get at least 20 points, which is impossible. And for the stick, you also had to roll 20 points.
I would have got like 4 nat 20s.
Yeah, you would have had to get quite a few nat 20s to be able to make that. So it was extremely difficult.
That or done the fast one and somehow succeed the check every time.
Yeah, so...
I'm lucky, not that lucky.
So roll me cute for deception.
Nat 20, suck it. They believe me.
All right, so you're like Zoro from One Piece. You're just the coolest piece of that on Earth. And you're just like, hey, guys. Well, I don't know, what do you say? As they're all three staring at you, leaning up on this tree or sitting or whatever.
He's like just being like Uncle Iroh, just humming to a song and just grinning at them with his eyes closed, like just doing Leaves from the Vine, just humming that song.
Selena looks at you, just like, what are you doing over here? You move like 10 feet away. I can clearly see that you're trying to cut your ropes. They're all frayed and destroyed. Abyss, go grab the other half of the rope.
You may want to work on your security. Your number two ain't so much of a number two if you can't keep eyes on the prisoner.
The only thing that's number two around here is you. And
so you're not the big boss then. Oh, that makes sense. Who would follow Iglesias into battle?
I don't think you understood what I meant, but we're gonna go with that. I thought
Abyss and the Umbrons were her number two, and I just went with it. I think number two. She must be the number two.
There was a joke in there, Jake. I don't think you got.
Oh, I understand now. I understand. Oh, I understand. Cut this out of the video.
That is not getting cut. So
cut
Abyss
it.
Comes
cut
by
it.
with another length of rope, and he ties it around your wrist on top of the other rope, doubling the amount of rope that was on your arms and feet. After some time, he grabs you by the scruff of your neck, drags you back toward where the camp was.
Walter just going limp, putting all the weight down, like how a dog does when you try to pick him up. You just go limp.
Okay, so it's dragging his feet. It's significantly harder for Abyss to drag you over there, but he manages to
with his mouth. He has to drag me with his teeth.
You can hear Abyss cursing at you under his breath, but Selena looks at you and is like, well, I guess it's time to get going again. So, and she tosses some berries to Abyss and Bree, and they eat some quick breakfast. They pack up, and Selena's like, Bree, it's your turn to carry him this time. We'll swap day by day. So, and Bree's like, okay, yeah, sure. Abyss, can you help me lift him up here?
I got a question. Have you ever seen Avatar where they were capturing Iroh and how he was being transported as a prisoner? And how
no,
he made
I've
it
never
so
seen
difficult?
Avatar.
Oh, he was basically trolling them the whole time. Like, he'd fall off on purpose and make it such an awful experience, like making him go to a prison. He'd sink, he'd fall off, he would do stuff to purposely make it harder. I'm basically doing that the whole trip. Like, making them cause fights between each other, falling off.
Yeah, I can imagine that's what you're about to do. So as you guys head down the road, bumping along on Bree's back, you guys head down the trail, down the plains, bordering like a bunch of what seemed to be a copse now seems to be more of a forest as the trees just keep continuing on. You guys follow the border between the plains and the forest. And you guys make it down the road for quite a few hours. Is Walter doing anything in this meantime?
Is there anything I do to leave a trail? Like purposely leave a trail.
Can you tell me what is on your person? What is in your bag?
Let me see. I'm just leaving Boca McGriddles on the ground. I have 99 of them.
Hold on one second. Oh my goodness. Okay.
Find the scent, Sammy. Find the scent.
So Selena did not confiscate any of your belongings. She rolled a nat 1.
So I'm just hoping, just a Pokemon griddle every like 30 feet. So I'm just hoping Sammy can catch a scent of Pokemon griddles.
So yeah, you leave a breadcrumb trail of Boca burgers down the trail. And
wait, so that means I'm just carrying my guitar and then just leaving it on with me?
Oh no, your guitar is on your back still.
Umbreon carrying a Riolu plus a guitar.
Yeah, I know, it's like a 30-pound guitar plus
a 30-pound Riolu.
Yeah.
That's purposely making it a bit more difficult, so that like add like half another like 15 more pounds.
How often do you lay these Boca burgers on the ground?
I say every 30 to 40 feet.
Okay, so you're going to lay Boca burgers for about an hour, I'm going to say. And then you run out of Boca burgers. So I need you to delete all Boca burgers from your inventory.
Worth it.
Which I'm going to point out, your belly is now dropping because you are traveling. This is the first time we've had to use this mechanic. Now, the definitions for traveling is usually based on your speed, but because you're traveling on Bree's back, we are going to use her speed and her speed, which I'm going to have to create real quick.
How am I using Barry when I'm not even moving?
Let's see.
How is that working?
Okay. So
If anything, I should make it more difficult for her.
No, that's absolutely what happened. She has a speed of 9, but that is getting divided in half, rounded up, because she is carrying you. So she has a speed of 5.
Plus a guitar.
And she's going to be the one to limit them. So, because you're not actively traveling, your hunger is only going to decrease by half. So belly is going to drop for every other hour you travel. And as far as you know, this has been the second day you've traveled. So, assuming you're traveling 10 hours a day, you've dropped down 5 belly, and it has now been about 4 hours-ish. So I'm gonna say you've lost 7 belly by this point, and you can start to feel yourself getting pretty hungry.
I pop an orange berry I have in my bag.
Okay, you eat an orange berry, and it brings you up 1 belly.
I mean, gotta do what you gotta do.
I'm not gonna lie, you did have 100 Boca Burgers that increased your belly to full, but hey...
I had to leave some kind of trail. I had nothing else. What?
You could have left 98, but you left 99.
I didn't know only an hour, 99 Boca Burgers, and only an hour worth of trail.
You said you were leaving them like every 30 feet, so that's like every 15 steps. So that's
I didn't think that was that little. I thought it was a bit wider than that.
Yeah, I mean, an average step for a person, which I'm going to say for a dog, is like half of that. So
I was going to go with a quarter of a mile each Boca Burger, a quarter of a mile.
Okay, is that what you want to change it to? Because that'll last for the entire day then. Because that's like 10, 15 per steps for like 30 feet.
Yeah, that's a lot less than I thought it was.
Yeah, so sure, every quarter mile. And you run out of Boca Burgers.
I'm keeping one.
Alright, you keep one. So you have 1 Boca Burger, and it is now the end of the second day, which means you should have dropped 10 belly by now.
Okay, I'm waiting for this to get to like 1 belly, then I'm popping this.
You're just like on the fringe of death. Eventually, the sun starts to set once again, and Selena tells everyone, "Alright guys, it's time to make camp again, and you," and she gestures towards you. "If you ever want to speak, I'm all ears."
My guy just starts humming the song again.
She rolls her eyes, she's like, whatever. And
wait, do I have my guitar chip since I have my guitar?
Actually, no, because Walter plays an improvised electric cello, remember? So she has a violin bow, not a pick.
Well, that's still kind of sharp. Couldn't I just use that?
As someone who's played violin, a violin bow is not sharp.
I've never played it, so I have no idea. It looks sharp.
No, it's not at all. It's horsehair, and maybe the tip, like the little pointy tip, but no, that's not going to do anything.
Is there any metal on
this thing?
Is there any metal on the guitar?
I will say you are wearing now double the amount of rope as before, so your points needed are now whatever they were plus 20 again.
I have a question. So, if I'm sitting down and I'm restrained it, but my hands are in front of me, could I just lift my finger up, metal claw, and just cut my feet?
No, you cannot position your hands to the point where you can metal claw yourself out.
Well, my guy's just gonna. If I long rest, wouldn't my belly go up?
Yes. If you long rest, your belly will restore, because that's definitely how sleep works.
Yes, definitely.
But that's the way it works in this system. So, a short rest, belly increases 1 per hour, and a long rest is 8+ hours, which is what we're counting as rest for this section here, and belly increases to max.
So, my guy, he's gonna keep him up for a little while, but he's gonna fall asleep to get a long rest, but he's just gonna annoy them until he goes to bed.
Okay, if you do not fall asleep immediately, it will count as a short rest.
Oh, then I'll go immediately.
They sleep for 8 hours. If you are staying up, it will be less than 8 hours.
All right, he will go to sleep immediately, but he'll wake up early and just start annoying them. Rooster, like, wake up!
All right, so break of dawn comes. Your belly is filled. And what is Walter doing?
I can't do that without laughing.
So Bree, who is guarding you this morning, is like, what the? I'm already awake, you idiot. And
I can't.
She puts her paw on your chest. She's like, quit that. You're annoying.
I'd lick her hand.
What the? Ew, gross. What are
you? I just stick my tongue at her and just give like a playful look at her.
You're dumb, you know that, right?
He shakes his head like, yes, I know. I attacked the door for an entire session.
Right. And
I got my message this by attacking a door.
Well, no, she actually kind of laughs at that. So she's like, all right, guys, let's go. Might as well get a move on. It's morning already. And they get some breakfast, and the day moves on once again.
I'm running out of songs to say. Ugh. No, I'm out of songs. I'm only stuck on Avatar songs right now.
Walter starts humming John Kanekawa.
He just starts humming Dark Vader's theme song. Dun dun.
Imperial March. Bum 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 bum.
Yeah, he just does that. He goes bum 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 bum.
You can see Bree actually is like swaying along to music, and she starts like humming along with you.
Are they just gonna recruit me to just be their background singer? I'm gonna be the hype man.
You're just the bard. So yeah,
It looks like they're just. This is just a forcibly recruiting me.
So, as the day moves on, the sun starts slowly heading over. Is Walter doing anything in this time?
He's just enjoying life right now, like do 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 do. He starts doing the Mario theme song.
That sounds like the Mario theme for the Superstar.
That's what he's doing. He just going do 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 do.
Breeze, who is carrying you, which doesn't make sense because she shouldn't be carrying you. It should be Abyss's turn, but I guess they forgot that. Definitely not the DM forgetting that. She's like, what is that? That doesn't sound like a song at all.
I don't know. It's just when electric types get really hyper and start glowing, they usually make that sound.
Since when do Pokemon glow? And she looks at Abyss, who has glowing rings, and then she looks at herself, who's also glowing.
He just gives him look like, really? Seriously? Seriously?
Yeah, fair enough.
Can I make a check to see how...
Quit talking back there. Selena starts yelling from the back. He's supposed to be your prisoner. He's not your friend. Would you be quiet, you two? You can see Bree start to like grimace. She's like, seriously.
Party crasher. You definitely were a tattletale in school.
Wait, did you say that?
Yes.
And she's like, yep, you got that right.
Oh, that explains so much. That explains so much right now.
I mean, yeah, it... What does this have to do with anything? I'm confused.
Because you're a killjoy.
I mean, Yeah, let's go along with that. Sure, we'll go with that. So anyway, right, I think we're almost here. And as you guys crest over a hill, you guys see what seems to be a large tower. Just a very large tower. And you can see a sign that says, "Welcome to Hawkeye."
Walter just looks at it, just says, obviously breaks the fourth wall. Compensating. Someone's compensating.
What is that supposed to mean?
Oh, nothing.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, sure. I'm going full Deadpool.
Walter's Deadpool confirmed.
I'm just breaking the fourth wall and just making friends by being annoying.
So, you guys head down towards the tower, and as you guys get closer and closer, you see the tower gets bigger and bigger, and then eventually you just come to comprehend a massive scaleless tower. It looks like it's all rickety and shouldn't be able to stand up. It's like made of large rocks, but it's a tower. It's a large rock tower. And there's like structures dotted around it. There's like ladders and stuff.
Walter just goes, "It's a wonder how no one finds these evil lairs."
Did you say evil lair?
What are you this talking about? This is totally an evil lair.
Oh, you idiot. You're funny. Anywho, welcome to my home. This is not a lair.
Who said that again?
Selena did.
I was expecting a nice castle, honestly.
Ice castle? That sounds boring. Sounds stereotypical. Everyone says like, "Oh, I'm an ice type. Everything you do is ice."
You don't want to let it go. You don't want to let it go. Let it go.
She stares at. She like stops and like turns around and stares at you. Like, shut up, you.
It's the first time in forever you felt free, isn't it?
She gives a big sigh, turns around, and just starts walking.
I know what you're, but I have a feeling we're going to be great friends at the end of this. He says openly to, like, the Umbreon he's been making friends with.
I don't know, I guess we'll see. And,
The other party thinks I'm being tortured right now. I'm the one torturing them.
So as you guys head towards the tower, you guys reach the bottom of the tower. You guys see, like, this big metal door, and...
Wait, Selena, you see... We entered from the bottom of the tower, and you're saying we walked for a bit, then entered the bottom of the tower, huh?
Yes.
You mean there's a downstairs?
No. You guys were at the top of the ridge, overlooking the tower, and then you guys were getting closer and closer, and then you guys reached the tower. So you guys get to the tower at the bottom, and there's a big metal door.
Walter just says, "Couldn't we just go from like a tunnel, like a secret tunnel?"
Shut up about secret tunnels. God. Selena's like pulls out her like appendages on her ears, and she's like, "What is with you with secret tunnels all of a sudden?" She's
like, "What, you don't like Bokitar, the last sky type?"
I am going to shoot you with. I don't know, because guns don't exist in this universe. Somehow shoot you with bullet seed. Strange. Somehow I have a very strange memory of guns, but I don't know why.
Back in the war.
Abyss just gets a 1,000-yard stare.
Walter just like, "Hello? Hello?"
Alright, sorry. Anywho, right. So, and you guys get taken into the building, and you see what seems to be a renovated, tourist attraction, which is very strange. There's like elevators and stairs, there's like lookout points and all sorts of stuff for like tourists to see. You even see a map of the surrounding area. But what's very strange to you is also the fact that there's like a kitchen set up, and like as you go up a story, there's like a bedroom, there's a couple bedrooms, and like as you keep going up and up, there's like different stuff. There's a laundry room with not laundry machines, and like a whole decked out place, but you can tell this place used to be a tourist attraction. And as he takes you to the very top, you see a glass wall stopping you from falling off, obviously, but just the overlook of like the entire land around you for miles. You can see over the tops of the trees, and you can see the ocean.
Again, how does no one find this place?
Well, I mean, this is my house, so even if they found this place, it wouldn't really matter, I don't think.
You know, you wouldn't have to listen to my old, awful songs. If you free my hands so I can play my actual my guitar and actually have good songs to sing.
Yeah, we'll get more of that later. Anywho, Abyss, why don't you show him to his room for now?
No, yeah. Let the other one go. I like them better.
Alright, you'll get enough of both of them anyway. Trust me, you'll get tired of them soon enough. I know I do. And
aww, they don't look so bad.
And Bree takes you downstairs, and still tied on her back, and she's like huffing and puffing because she's just gone up like 20 flights of stairs carrying you and your guitar on the back. And she takes you to a room on the third floor, and there's actually a large size bedroom. With like a bed, a cart, a... Wow. What the... Okay, I don't even know what I was trying to say there. Chest...
A king size bed and a...
Yeah, it's a large bed. A very large bed with big drawers. Big drawers? What am I saying? A big dresser with lots of drawers is what I'm trying to say. And it's actually very nice. And Bree sets you down. She's like, all right, would you hold still for a second? And she like uses her teeth and she like gnashes out the ropes for a bit. And she eventually takes the ropes off of your feet and your hands.
Walt is like, oh, thank you. He starts, he gets out his guitar and and he goes like, you know, your boss, not the quite the smartest. She never pat me down.
I kind of realized that, but I don't really question her methods, so it's whatever. She's quite nice, actually, once you get to know her. It's just when she's not in a good mood, she can be a little cranky sometimes, you see. But if you stay on her good side, she's actually quite nice.
She didn't act nice to when she said that I'd get tired of you two.
Well, you see, she's got a bit of a... There's stuff you don't know, and that's not my place to tell. I think it would be best if she told you, and that's up to her to decide when. So I'm just gonna say, honor system, don't run away, and we'll take care of you here. Speaking of which, I should probably go get you some food.
Walter's like, okay. For first, he sits on his bed, gets Chell's like, song request. I need to play. I've not played in a while.
All right, so she looks and she's like, how about the Flight of the Cutie Flies?
The what?
It's Flight of the Bumblebee.
Oh, never heard of that song. All right.
Oh my god, you've never heard of Flight of the Bumblebee? It's like an extremely fast-paced song. It's like absolutely ridiculous. It's what it's known for. It's like just ridiculously fast and insanely hard to play.
I'll just do I'll just do like the really hard, I'll just do a random song and hopefully everyone likes.
Okay, roll performance. Which is
Nat 20.
Alright, doesn't matter. Nat 20, pick a song, you can play it perfectly.
Oh, I gotta look up some songs, give me a second. Oh boy. I gotta see what song I wanna play perfectly.
You just play E.T. by Katy Perry.
I want to make it a country song. Hold on.
Ooh, country song, Fast Car by Luke Combs. Or Riding with Private Malone. That's such a good song.
I can't find any of my music right now. I'm stressing.
Sorry, I love country music.
He's going to do Old Time Road.
Oh, that's not country. Come on.
Yes, it is.
You could do better than that. Do something right, like Hardy, right, Dirk Bentley, I don't know, Rodney Atkins, Morgan Wallen, anyone, David Ball. Fucking even help Kelsey Bellarini, Luke Combs, Rascal Flatts.
You pick a song for me then.
Alright, I'm gonna I'm gonna hit randomize on my Spotify thing and whatever comes up. Alright, The Devil Went Down to Georgia by the Charlie Daniels Band.
Oh my gosh, I actually know that one, alright.
That's
that one.
So funny that comes up.
Oh wait, no, Devil Blues.
Giratina went down to Georgia. He was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind. He was willing to make a deal.
He's going to somehow get a riz on the Umbreon by being a country singer. That'll become great friends.
So yeah, you are able to recite the entirety of The Devil Went Down to Georgia by the Charlie Daniels Band, and just the most amazing performance you've ever heard. And eventually Abyss also comes in, hearing the absolute ruckus that you're making, and he's like, oh my goodness, wow, okay. And as the song finished, they both like clap, as well as dog-like Pokemon can clap, and
they howl.
I don't think they howl. No, something tells me they do not howl.
They're a little more classier.
Yeah.
He goes, thank you. I'll be here. Well, until you let
forever.
Me go.
Forever.
Until you let me go.
Well, I mean, Bree talks again. I mean, it's not like we're really keeping you here. It's up to Selena to enforce you that you stay here. So I don't know. Maybe she's.
Walt just like looks at a rope that's on the ground. Like, uh-huh.
Well, you see, I wish I could explain this to you. I really can't.
Oh, just admit it. You just wanted a singer here because it gets boring in the castle.
Yep, definitely why we kidnapped you from like a billion miles away and made like a 3-day hike.
You just wanted the son of the most famous singer in the world.
What are you talking about?
Oh, my mom's a famous singer.
Is she? Who is she?
Yeah. Gotta get her name real quick because I forget.
You gotta remember my mom's name. Sorry.
I don't know if it's on my sheet. Don't remember her name.
I wrote my mom's name down here somewhere. It's like written on the back of your hand.
What was her name again? Because I don't think I have it on the sheet.
It's Veronica.
All right. What's her stage name?
Veronica.
It's Veronica, one of the most famous singers in the world.
Oh, your mom is Veronica? Really?
Mm-hmm. I can get you two autographs if you want.
Abyss doesn't seem phased, but Bree is like, oh, really? You're the son of Veronica? No wonder you can play so well.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes she'd get one of her other friend singers and help me practice. I got a few autographs from other singers. I can get you a few some if you want.
She's like, Bree starts like hopping up and down. She's like, I love music. This is so exciting. I think you and I are going to be really great friends.
In fact, this guitar was a gift from my mother. Was one of her first ones.
You want to state that again? First I heard background noise and then you cut out.
Sorry, I ran a machine in my house.
Hey, you're fine. It's just that last sentence you said.
Yeah. He goes, yeah, this guitar I got was one of my mom's first ones she practiced with.
Actually, hold on real quick. I think the guitar you got in episode 1 was actually stated that she got you the guitar as a gift for your graduation.
Oh yeah. She
recently got you a gift. So that guitar's only like a few days old.
Alright, now we can redo it. Alright. He goes, yeah, my mom got me this as my graduation gift, inspiring me to follow in her lead.
It's very interesting. I've never seen an instrument like that. It's like a guitar, but no amp, and it's a cello, but like a violin bow, and not a cello bow, I think that's what it's called. Like, it's so weird, but it works.
Yeah, I didn't know what it was at first either. She just wanted me to have something challenging at first.
It certainly looks challenging, and especially what you just played. Not easy at all. I think it's really funny that that's the song I pulled up, because that is not an easy song to play. It's literally a fiddle duo.
Yeah.
Or duel.
Walter sets it down like, want to give it a try? And hands her the thing.
Sure. And she attempts to play it. And, oh wow. She actually sits up on her bed, because to play it like a cello, she has to be really tall. And so she sits like up on her bed. She like holds it kind of against her chest, and she pulls it across, and she's able to play Twinkle Twinkle Little Star like almost without flaw. She rolls the
claps like beautiful. Like, oh, that was great.
You'll have to teach me sometime. This looks like fun.
Well, I'm here. I'm probably going to be here for a while. So probably any time.
Speaking of which, it's almost lunchtime. Maybe you should come down and maybe we'll get to meet Selena for a bit.
Walter pulls out his Boca Burger. You know, she's really gotta get not. She's really gotta start to me.
Well, she's not exactly. And she like puts her hand up to her mouth. She's like, not the smartest Pokemon in the world, but
He whispers back. Just like, I can tell.
Yeah, well, it's not up to me to question her methods, but I, it's...
She lives in a giant castle.
It's not exactly a castle.
A giant tourist trap.
I'm pretty sure it used to be, like, a tourist attraction, but that was abandoned. And then she took it over, so it's just, like, something we found.
Looks really wizardy.
Could be.
Looks a lot like Rapunzel.
And, anyway, I'm gonna go down to the dining room, so if you want to see me there, if you want to go talk to Selena, I'll be there.
Wait, I'm just free to walk around?
I don't see why not. You're not a prisoner. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, anyway.
Then why Selena might have
other plans, but I just suggest you don't leave the building for now. I would talk to Selena about that first.
Walt is like, okay.
And with Zed, Bree and Abyss leave the room.
Walt just sits down and just thinks himself, what is going on? I've made pals with two of them. One of them, I've kind of made pals by annoying them somehow. It's not going for that effect, but yet I slowly see a bond between us becoming friends. Walt is like, now he's thinking to himself, is this a better route than other guys? Because they seemed a lot more efficient than what we did. He's thinking it takes an entire episode to go down one street.
Yeah. So, you are now alone in your bedroom. If you wish, you can explore the building and I can give you further details, or you can head down to the dining room, in which, as has been stated, the group is gathering for lunch.
Walter's going to eat, then explore. He's going to see the whole group.
Okay, so you're going down to the dining room?
Yep.
Okay, so you get down to the dining room, and it's basically exactly what Bree described. They're all sitting around the dining room table, and they're all eating sandwiches, and Selena looks over at you and, gives you, a deadpan stare, but Bree also catches your gaze. So, oh, hey, come over here. You can go make yourself a sandwich. It's over there. I see gestures to, where there's peanut butter and jelly and, bread on the counter.
Walt just gives it, a little wide-mouth smile and waves. Acting like he didn't just annoy her for 3 days straight.
She didn't seem to mind it. So, yeah, you go ahead, make yourself a sandwich. What are you doing? You sitting at the table? You going to your room? What's going on?
He's gonna just sit, find a bench in the corner and just eat and then play a song for, an evening song for eating. Like a tavern song.
Okay, so if your belly was dropped, you can put that to max, and I want you to roll performance, which is cute. I forget.
That is cute.
Yes, cute.
Let me look for cute. I think it was only a plus one. Yep, and that's 18.
All right, 18. So with an 18, do you want me to pick a random song again, or do you got something in mind?
Devil's Blue.
I don't know one. Devil's right, Blue.
What would be a good, is this a dinner or a lunch?
It's lunch, because it's currently noon.
What's a good lunch song?
Chop Suey by System of a Down. Sorry, it's just their first metal song I got. Down with the Sickness by Disturbed. Drop Dead Cynical. I don't know. I don't know why I'm looking through my metal in order to find a dinner song.
Why am I blanking on songs?
I'm just finding country and metal.
Let's see. Yeah. I think. What do you think?
All right. You know what? Hold on. I'm gonna go through my biggest playlist. I'm gonna hit random. All right. Let's see.
It's gonna be Rasputin.
I don't think I have that. My biggest playlist is my 2K plus pop playlist from 10 years ago. It's 13 hours, 226 songs. Jeez. Let's see. It is Low by Flo Rida and T-Pain.
Could I even do Rasputin?
I don't know. Walter is playing Low by Flo Rida and T-Pain.
Never heard it.
There's no way you've never heard that before.
I don't listen to music that much. So playing a music character.
Okay, you've definitely heard that song before. There's no way.
I probably heard I don't remember names that much. I probably don't remember the name of it.
That is the name of it. It's called Low by Flo Rida and T-Pain. Fine, I'm gonna keep hitting random until I find something you know. Not that.
I can just do
Rasputin. Teeth by Five Sauce.
What?
Teeth by Five Sauce. Is that a no?
No.
Wild Ones by Flo Rida and Sia.
I vaguely
Are
remember.
You serious?
I vaguely
These are like
remember.
Household names.
I vaguely remember it.
My Name Is by Eminem. Please tell me you know that.
I heard that. I heard it.
Okay, there we go. Now Walter's rapping at the lunch table.
Great lunch time. My name is. Yeah, my name is.
So you're playing My Name Is by Eminem somehow on an electric improvised cello while rapping in the
somehow
corner.
Somehow he has a bass drop behind him. Just don't know, but he's able to do it.
You go for a few seconds.
I had inspiration.
Like, didn't you already succeed?
I know, but I forgot I had inspiration. That's going to be useful.
So as you start doing this, Selena like Sarah's like, yeah, hey, can you not? Seriously, we're trying to enjoy some food here. And Bree like looks at Selena. She's like, really? And she's like, gives her like, looks up at her like, seriously, just let him be. And she's like, You can see she's not happy about it, but she lets you continue.
Walter makes like some part of a wrap up. Like he's like, I'm not going to take advice from someone who just kidnapped me. He's just going to throw that into the song like a rap kind of.
I'm going to see if she notices. Oh, she does not notice. She rolled a 2.
By a dumb player like you, you kidnapped a little child. Now you're mad because you got no style.
Yeah, she did not notice that. So you
drop
that.
Does the others notice
she,
it and let a giggle?
She seems to be like trying to blind. What, not blind. Drown you out. I cannot speak today.
Does Abyss and Bree little... hear that? Did they just giggle?
Sure, let me roll for that. I got a 19 and a 13. So yes, they both hear that, and you see Bree giggle. You see Abyss give you like a flat pan stare, like seriously.
Hater gonna hate.
Yep. So
he
dinner
just,
is
he just crossed
over.
His arm, goes like, "Peace out," drops a mic like he has, pretend like he has one.
Sure.
And somehow you hear the boom mic.
So as you finish up, Selena's like, "Great, that finally that's over." All right. Anywho, if you're done here, just. Can you go do something? If you want to go explore, go. Just don't mess anything up, please, okay?
He's like, he just starts walking away like, man, this person, wow. I don't know why I'm trying to make Walter more rap now, because I just keep thinking, his way he acts depends on what he last sung.
Oh.
Like, so it changes between, like, what music he just did. Like, country, he's annoying and slash playful dumb. Rap, he's just disrespectful to one person.
Alright, so what are you doing now?
He's gonna go explore, see what he's where he's trapped.
On the first story is basically, like, the basement is what they kind of treated it as. The first story is just, like, a room for storage. There's not much down here. There's, like, washing machines or whatever. I think I said that was on the second story. It doesn't matter. Second story is where the kitchen and dining room is. On the third story is all the bedrooms, including where yours is. And on the fourth story is the overlook, where it's just completely open to the air.
Walter's going to go to the top and just try to see if I can get a sense of where I'm close to. Like, if
okay,
you can see a town or something.
So, I'm going to say you cannot quite see a town anywhere around you, but you see a lot of forests, and off in the distance you can see the ocean. And on the other side, you can see planes.
He's not going to make it look like he's trying to, but he's going to start playing music on top of this, seeing if this cuts into the next session of them hearing me.
Okay, so I'm going to cut that right there, but is this where you want to end it? Because I can end it right there. That is actually a pretty good transition.
Yeah, he's just going to start playing, well, I got a song for this.
Okay. What is it?
Viva La Vida.
Okay, so as you're playing Viva La Vida, the screen fades to black, and that is where we're going to end this episode. Very strange as it was. I've been Dakota, your PM, your DM, your GM.
I've been Jacob, the fool who just annoyed a Glaceon.
Yeah, it sure did. All right, thank you, and come back next week. Hello, everyone. I'm Dakota, here to thank you for listening to this episode. Our show comes out every other week, Sunday morning. Go follow us on Instagram at PMDPathThroughTime, at Twitter at PMDPathThroughTime, that's through spelled with a U, and our Discord, where you can receive updates on the show and talk to us and give us ideas, such as the question of the episode submissions. Speaking of which, this week our submission comes in from Spirit, and he asks, what are each of the characters' theme songs? As I don't have the group here to discuss that, I will give you an answer for my favorite character of the series, which obviously is Selena. If you didn't know, she's my OC, actually. Her favorite song is Drop Dead Cynical by Amaranth. Really good song. I suggest you listen to it. If you guys are submitting group questions in the question of the episode submissions, it is very difficult for me to answer them as I am here, because we don't get the group together to do mid-sections. So try and submit questions that I can answer by myself. But with that being said, let's thank the music producers for this episode. Thank you for Welcome to Yoshi's Village, Mount Rugged, and Forever Forest from Paper Mario 64. And thank you for Lush Forest from Super Mystery Dungeon.